Okay, without further ado, I have my creator, the founder, the CEO of Ultimate Black Man Magazine. Yay! We are ecstatic. We are so happy to have her. And I want Miss Renetta to introduce herself and just tell her all the good things about the magazine.
So my name is Renetta Cochran, and I live in Flint, Michigan, and I created the Ultimate Black Man Magazine in 2009, where I recognize, honor, and feature the everyday black man for his accomplishments. And the reason why I started this magazine is because I was so tired of the negative images that the media was creating. I decided to create positive images.
Whoa, awesome, awesome. And then tell me about the highlight of it. What is the highlight of your magazine? What is the...
I love interviewing the men. I mean, when I say interview, we get down to the intimate part of the man. We've cried, we've laughed, we've just sit there and just meditated with some of the interviews, and you would not believe. I mean, these men actually break down telling their stories.
Wow. Wow. Thank you, God. Thank you for True Honest Man. You know, I love the magazine. I have it on my show every Sunday, and I feature what is it to be an ultimate black man. So I absolutely love it. I came across it, and we want you to go ahead and support her. Which hurdles did you personally face, and how did you overcome them?
Well, the hurdles that I faced were me. The biggest one was me, because, you know, creating something and not knowing where it's going to go was really hard. Like, I had no idea how to do a magazine. I had no idea how to get the graphics done, because people don't really help you. They do is they put their idea into what you have. They don't have your vision. Mm-hmm. So the hurdles that I didn't know how to do the magazine, didn't have a graphic designer, didn't have an idea at all, any kind of layout. So I just kept plugging and plugging and plugging until I realized, you know what, you can do all of this yourself. So I did hire a guy to do my cover, and he did an awesome, awesome job. I just wanted it simple but elegant.
Yes.
And that's what he gave me. And so then it came to the graphics part of it. I'm like, okay, I don't know what to do, but guess what I did? I just started sitting down and learning how to do the graphics. I do it in Publisher and just learn how to do the graphics. And so that's how I overcame being fearful of what God gave me. And he said he didn't give us a spirit of fear, so I had to overcome that fear.
Well, honey, you're doing a great job. I love that magazine.
Thank you.
When I came across it, it just made my baby leap. When I say I like something, I really like it. You know what I'm saying? And when it did something to me, I said, I like this, because this portray our black man in a real light. And then the articles I enjoy, because they're so real. I mean, you got these men coming from a real place, you know what I'm saying? Talking about divorce, talking about separation, talking about just any and everything, you know? So I really enjoying it, about the community help and how they help the homeless and how they help the down and out. We don't hear that.
We hear the negative part of black men, and that is not even... The negative part is not even a 10%. We have 90% of our men out here doing wonderful, wonderful things. Mm-hmm.
And so this lines up with Black History Month. This lines up very, very awesomely with Black History Month. But anyway, we want to move on. And how did you get started? Like, what made you want to do this magazine? Oh, I know you told me, but just emphasize it.
This is what I did about 1990. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do a magazine, just didn't know what I wanted to do. Like I said, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I'm an intercessor. So I always pray, God, what do you want me to do? I want something original. And we know nothing is original, but you can add your touch to something. And I knew there was Essence and there was Ebony at that time. And mm-hmm. also Essence, Ebony, and what's the other one? Jet.
Yes.
So, you know, we grew up on, I grew up on it. Mm-hmm. I don't know about anybody else, but that's what I grew up on.
Yeah.
And so I knew that those were out there, and also GQ. Well, none of those magazines are out there anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I just kept praying about it, and I knew I wanted to do it, and I had this young lady just send me just some information. So I started digging and digging because she didn't want to help. And so finally about 2000, I think around 2006, I wrote my first book.
Okay.
So I still wanted to do the magazine, and I still knew something in me, just, you know, that just something that just keeps nagging at you.
Yeah.
And so about 2007, I would think, I just kept saying, I want to do a magazine. I want to do a magazine. And still no one would help me get this magazine done. And so in 2009, I just what I did is I went to a friend of mine. Her name was April Miller. And April was like, I said, April, I want to do this magazine. What am I, you know, I don't know what I want to do. And I said, I think God is telling me to do a men's magazine. She was like, oh, that's going to be nice. And all of a sudden, like almost when I said it, I could hear God say, no, a black man's magazine.
Whoa.
We want, yes. I mean, like immediately. Because I told her the name, I said, the Ultimate Man's Magazine, Ultimate Man Magazine. And like I said, and all of a sudden I could just hear it, no, the Ultimate Black Man. And I'm like, what? So I told her, she was like, I don't know if you should do that because that's just going to, that's going to lead you. What about just men of color? And I'm like,
Yeah.
Well, men of color, okay, mm-hmm. but men of color means that we still step out of our race, okay, mm-hmm. and not to sound like, okay, I don't want to do anybody else, but there was an Arab magazine at the time, mm-hmm. there were other magazines at the time that was just focusing on their culture, so why can't I focus on my culture?
Yep, and okay. Renette, I want to stop you on that. I'm so tired of us apologizing for the black man. We always got to sugarcoat. We always got to hide and try to figure it out. And we got to walk easy and softly. I'm so sick of that because I find myself on the podcast doing that. I said, I have to apologize, but I can't apologize because it's the time for the black man to arise. But yet, I find myself saying, okay, it's for all people, white people, yellow people, brown people, whatever color you are. And I don't think we should tiptoe around this no more.
Absolutely not. So I didn't tiptoe around it. So what I started doing was just saying, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. And if you don't nobody like it, oh, well, I'm sorry for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so she jumped on the bandwagon and she was like, okay, let's try this. So let me tell you, this young lady started going to the hospitals and doctors, I mean, everywhere, and started marketing this magazine.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh, wow. So the hospital was one of the hospital that I worked at for 27 years that I retired from. And she was going there and they were like, yes, we love this idea, blah, 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 blah. And so it's like, soon as she got really deep into it, she got into a car accident.
Oh,
she had epilepsy, yeah, and she ran into a tree or a telephone pole. I don't quote me. I'm not sure. I can't remember exactly what it was because it was a while. It was a long time ago.
Okay,
and she died from complications of that accident, mm-hmm. and it devastated me, like totally devastated me. Mm-hmm. And so I stopped, just stopped working on it. Just did, for 5 years. I kid you not. I just stopped working on it. So in 2016, I got a call from her brother, mm-hmm. and he was like, what are you doing with the magazine? And I was like, I don't know. I don't want to do anything with it. And he said, what would April think? What would she, how would she feel? She worked so hard at trying to getting ads and making people aware of it. And I'm like, okay, you're right. So I slowly picked it back up in 2016 and I created my first introductory issue. with ex-NFL player Courtney Hawkins, which is the head coach, one of the head coaches at Michigan State. Now he moved back here to Flint, and he the athletic director and football coach for Flint Beecher. And yes, so I reached out to Courtney and I asked him to be on the cover of the magazine, and he, without any hesitation, he was like, yes. And so I was like, okay. So I did that issue in 2016. Then, so I just started creating little covers. I had people talk about the magazine. Oh, it looks like a calendar. But you know what? So this is the crazy thing. A friend of my best friend, her name is April. April mm-hmm. Kukalkins. Mm-hmm. April came. Now, mind you, April called me out the blue. Didn't know me from a can of paint. Called me, gave me a word, told me how, it just read me, gave me a prophecy, I better say it like that, didn't know me out of, not even about doing a men's magazine, but you're doing it, so why reinvent the wheel?
Jesus.
So I had a launch party, okay, had a launch party. This woman still didn't know me, came to my launch party, kicked her high heel shoes off, and went to work.
Whoa. Thank you,
God. Hadn't even met her in person.
Jesus.
Okay? Hadn't met her. She came into the launch party and she called me after everything was over. She said, listen, this is an awesome magazine. Don't worry about what nobody said. We're going to perfect it. And we've been perfecting it. We haven't with putting the issues out until now. Mm-hmm. I have. Like covers that I did an issue of Mike Durrell, and Mike Durrell is the face of the Ultimate Black Man magazine right now. Mm-hmm. And when I presented his cover, because he has a D-League, and I presented his cover at his basketball game, he had no idea I was going to do it. Wow. And it went viral, okay? It went viral. We had such a good time, and he just couldn't believe it. And so I did a couple covers after that, just cover features.
Okay.
And in December 2019, mm-hmm. I did my first full issue after the very first introductory issue.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I was just more or less branding it more and more and more. Mm-hmm. And I did forget one thing. I had another young lady. Her name was Rebecca Johns. She's honestly, I don't know her nationality, and it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
She called me out the clear as well and said, can I take you to dinner? And I'm like, I don't know this lady. Well, whoa. Okay, God, do you want me to go? This lady took me to dinner. We went downtown to one of the really nicest restaurants downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And she also gave me a prophecy right after I did the introductory lunch. And she told me, you have no idea where this magazine is going. God told me to tell you this Jesus. Magazine is going to reach people all over this world.
Jesus.
This magazine is going to be a multi-billion dollar magazine. She said, you just don't know. And I still didn't know. Let me tell you when I figured this thing out.
What?
I just figured this thing out in December of 2020.
Wow. And Renita, because of the sake of time, where can they find this great multi-billion? Yes.
Okay,
multi-billion.
So
we prophesy multi-billion.
Billion. Okay.
Okay. We prophesy. Okay. It's continually. We speaking it. So where can we find this thing?
Okay, so right now I have it on issue, and the link to issue is issueissuu.com/ the Ultimate Black Man Magazine.
And
I'm sorry.
It all over the place though, because I found it on social media, right?
I link it to I send it to all my groups, everywhere. I put it everywhere that I can possibly think of.
Okay.
But what I'm getting ready to do real quick is on my website, and the website is theubmm.com.
So, and y'all need to support her and give a donation, and sponsors, everybody help her, because this is a powerful tool for our young black men.
Wow. And you know what? Right now, I don't even have anything set up for donations. Only thing I have is my Cash App.
All right. What is that?
$Renetta, RENETTACTHEUBMM.
Amen. Thank you for that. And we and y'all need to support her with that. And we're gonna have you, if you don't mind, we have you come back once a month and just talk about
Yes.
We need you to get this magazine out here to as many black to the community in general, right? We just need this.
Right.
And
right.
The
email is the same too, theubmm@ynl.com. Sponsor for everything. I'm loving. Thank you so much. I don't even know what to say right now.
Go ahead, girl.
Oh my goodness,
it's good. Go ahead. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do your email and the Cash App again.
Okay, my email is theubmm@ynl. My website is theubmm.com. You can see the magazine right now at issue.com/the Ultimate Black Man Magazine. My Cash App is $RENETTACTHEUBMM.
All right.
You know, and I want to do this one thing. You did put in there, what is my favorite scripture?
Yep.
My favorite scripture is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all those things shall be added unto thee. I love that scripture because you seek God first, everything else is going to be added.
Amen, amen. And then my last question, I love this one. What would you like God to say about you?
What I want him to say is good and faithful servant.
Amen, amen, amen. That concludes our interview. Oh, God, we could have, this is good. This is good. It's going to get better and better. It's going to get better and better.
Yes.
All right, I love you, okay? And
you're
welcome, and keep lifting each other up in prayer, because that's the key
definitely.
Right now. All right, sis.
Okay.
All right, thank
you
for coming. Thank you so much. All right, God bless.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you for tuning in to the Cassandra Aaron Show. Thank you so much. I have my wonderful guest here. You know, anytime you try to do something positive for the community, you always get these obstacles. Everybody want to think that pastor kids are angels. And tell us, why do people feel like pastor kids are above God?
Well, I don't really think it's just pastor kids. I think that it's a lot of people in the church.
We have to realize they're just people.
Who are we to tell who come in the church and who lead praise and worship?
Yeah.
Hey, man, thank you for tuning in to the Cassandra Aaron's show. One more time, hands up, dedicated to my mom, who you know already went home to be with the Lord. But one thing about her, even in her sickness, even when she was discouraged, even when she wasn't feeling well, even when she was full of joy, she will always lift her hands up. So, and my mom's voice, lift them hands up. I don't care what you're going through, what you're facing, what you're dealing with, what obstacles and trials may come your way. Keep them hands up. Amen. So we're going to move on to the next segment of my show. I know you enjoyed the creator, the founder, the CEO of the Ultimate Black Man Magazine, Renetta, awesome woman of God. And we want you to continue to support her, continue to like, subscribe, and follow her, amen, because I believe that magazine will bless you and bless those who follow you as well. So anyway, thank you again for locking it in, tuning in, and not going nowhere. So my next segment of the show is called The Black Man Shall Live and Not Die. The Black Man Should Move Forward. It's the time for the black man to arise, right? It's time for him to move forward and go forward, and you can't stop it. So I always read an article from the Ultimate Black Man Magazine. And so we're going to start reading that article. I love it. I adore it. And I hope you do too. All right. Thank you for locking me in and not going anywhere. Thank you so much for returning. Let's go ahead and read about Quanzel Howerton. I hope I said his name right, for the Ultimate Black Man Magazine. And he had some struggles, right? but it's okay. We all gonna struggle. But listen how he overcame his struggles. He said, I got you, you got me, we got us. A saying that holds near and dear to so many hearts. But for so long, this was not the story of the broken young man. Howerton was faced with challenges. Howerton was not born into riches, had some struggles growing up, which included sexual abuse, domestic violence, and even having to be the protector of his mother from a very young age. But he is committed to breaking every generational curse and states time and time again that his life is not defined by the trials and tribulations, and would often talk about the day that changed his life for the better forever. March 10, 2010, the day that he chose to acknowledge the call of God on his life and dedicated to the change he so desperately waited to see. God is so good. And so he went on and he talked about how God had used him after his salvation, how God had used him to be a mentor for so many young kids and so many many groups of young people. So he poured back into them. And then he went back and talking about he built relationships and partnerships with recreation centers, community centers, churches. He developed programming that would change the mindset of so many broken youth in his community. And of course, this challenge came with many mistakes, but Mr. Howerton was determined to be the best father figure he could be, and knew the only way he can do that at his young age and with his lack of resources would be to build an empire and a village for these young men to flourish. Amen. You don't understand what I'm saying? You gotta keep it moving. You can't look at your network. You can't look at your finances. You can't look at the negative part of your life, how you was raised, how you was abused. You have to build from that. And I tell the people that all the time, and I pray they get it. He went on, he talked about step one, clean this house. The first thing Mr. Howerton did was change his living arrangements. Like any other goofy, fun-loving 18-year-old teenager, Mr. Howerton knew he did not have things together the way these young men needed, but decided if he was going to be successful, he needed to change some things. Day after day, Mr. Howerton worked on breaking down the walls of insecurity with these boys and was dedicated to the process of loving the pain out of them. He would show up to every parent-teacher conference, every basketball game, and most practices. He worked a full-time job and two part-time jobs and attended Oakland University full-time and thought things were going to go smoothly. I've been there. Until the boys pulled him to the side after only living with him full-time for no more than 6 months and told him they needed him more present in their life. Aww. And then step two, changing his priorities. Mr. Howerton was faced with the very real hurt, guilt, shame, and stress of knowing something needed to change, but not knowing how to change it. Then came an answer from prayer. God, prayer would do it all the time. Although not the answer Howerton wanted to hear, he was still committed to leading these boys to Jesus and changing their lives. So he decided with the leading of God through prayer, fasting, and studying the word that he was going to quit his job and take a break from school and focus 100% of his time on these boys. His one and only concern was how he would provide for them. And as he was led by God, he decided to step out by faith and start a 501c. It was then that he started working contracts with foster care agencies and social service agencies and started legally adopting young men he serviced. Without realizing the pressing need, he was soon bombarded with an overload of cases and requests to take on as many as 25 children at a time, and still pressed on. Oh my God, now that's an awesome story. Let's get better together. After careful consideration, family breathing down his neck to, as they stated, get a real job. Mr. Howerton knew he had a point to prove and a bone to pick. He was then more determined than ever to keep pressing on for greatness. Although Mr. Harrington faced many struggles, from not knowing how to feed these loving boys to now having over 200 cases he had to manage in the program's prime, he still pressed on. That's what I'm talking about. You still got to press on. Mr. Harrington is now married with over 37 kids raised full-time by Mr. Harrington's, whether it be by choice or by circumstance, has helped hundreds of families and has found purpose in pain and strength and in the present toward his destiny. My God, I got you, you got me, we got us. Now more than ever, this is the mission statement that fused Mr. Harrington's life. After many struggles that any parent faces, Mr. Harrington continues to overcome and be the best example, a God-fearing man, husband, and father he can be. With his boys in college full-time, some still at home and others joining the workforce with a skilled trade, Mr. Harrington is proud of the young men he serves and states he is dedicated to walking the children of Israel out of Egypt and into their promised land. For more information on Mr. Harrington or the young men, please contact him at www.chosenkb.org. Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful story. Thank you, amen, for sharing that story. It's so real and so honest. And like I said, the black man will live, the black man will survive, and it's his time to arise. Amen. Thank you. Locking it right here with Cassandra Aaron's podcast. Hands up. Let's go up and finish the next segment of my show. Will be, let's keep it real. Let's keep it truth. You should know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Don't go nowhere. Let's listen to a commercial break and we'll be right back. God bless you.
Cassandra Aaron's Evangelistic Ministries presents 2 hours of emergency prayer, themed The Need for Prayer, featuring some of the most powerful prayer warriors in the land. It's all happening Saturday, October 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. at 2242 South Hamilton Road in Columbus. Special guests include host Pastor Sandra Carter and prophetess Cassandra Aarons. Don't miss this great prayer summit as we pray for our world, our community, for the hurting and the wounded. Let's pray for the elections, floods in our cities, and for those affected by the recent storms. We need to pray now. It's time to come together to stop racism, hatred, and violence, and unite our communities. For more information or directions, call 614-946-9811. That's 614-946-9811. 2 hours of emergency prayer, Saturday, October 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. Don't miss this powerful move of God.
Nutritious meals each month to homeless and hungry people on the streets, and also to people who are sleeping under the bridges of New York City and also Columbus, Ohio. Cassandra Aarons cares for those most often marginalized, ignored, and forgotten in our society. Cassandra Aarons is a person who does not turn anyone away. People from everywhere can come and receive compassionate help. Cassandra meets the homeless where they are at. She is a voice in the land crying out for help to stop and end homelessness.
All right, thank you for tuning me back in. We're going to go on to keeping it real. You should know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Before we go to that segment of the show, they want me to answer two questions. What was my favorite scripture? My favorite scripture is you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And then the other question they want me to answer is, what do you want God to say when you get through those pearly gates? And I want to hear him say, daughter, you did all that you knew how to do and you did the best that you can. Amen. But one thing I want to tell you on you should know the truth and the truth shall make you free is that you cannot look to people. Okay, I know the Bible says show yourself friendly, right? And that is good in its perspective place, but you cannot depend on people. My mother will always say, as we was growing up as kids, Don't put no trust in man. Don't put no trust in man, because at the end of the day, man is an earthly vessel. It's a fleshly vessel. All right. And so man will let you down. My mother will always tell us that. Do not put no trust in no man. And I want you to know that when you put all your trust in God, you're not going to be disappointed, because God won't disappoint you, right? And so I wanted you to be encouraged on today is to not put your trust in family members. Don't put your trust in the church. Don't put your trust in fivefold ministry gifts. Don't put your trust in social media. Don't put your trust in co-workers. Don't put your trust in neighbors. We continue to walk in love. God gives us discerning spirits, and he allows us to know, allows us to see, allows us to feel. Thank God for that. We walk in love, but don't put your trust in people. God will put people on your path to be a blessing to you, and allow that for that moment in that time, and just embrace the moment that God has put these people in your life for purpose, but don't put all your trust in them, okay? Amen. Like I said, don't put no trust in no man, but put your trust in Jesus. Indeed, put all your trust in God, because ain't nobody could do you like Jesus. Don't put your trust in weapons, all right? Don't put your trust in missiles and planes and bombs and guns and knives. Don't put your trust in that. Put your trust in Jesus. Everybody getting a gun right now, honey, but that ain't gonna save you, because if somebody shoots you, you know what I'm saying? Put your trust in Jesus. Believe that God, we still got to get back to the word that God is going to protect us. God is going to shield us. Amen. Arms are good, but in this perspective place, right? We have to stand on God's promises. We got to stand on God's word. Don't put your trust in your money. A lot of you putting your trust in your money. You putting your trust in your riches. You putting your trust in your vehicles. You putting your trust in your houses. Do you know how many people have went home with the Lord and transitioned? They couldn't take that stuff with them. God is trying to tell us, don't put your trust in earthly things. Amen. I have to minister that to myself. God said, don't put your trust in yourself. How you gonna put your trust in yourself? Come on now, you fleshly. Sometimes you mess up. We make so many mistakes. We say the wrong things. Sometimes we ain't prayed up. Sometimes we ain't fasted up. Sometimes we didn't worship God like we supposed to. Sometimes we didn't praise God like we have supposed to. But the Bible says, "Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit." You can't put your trust in yourself. Some of y'all so puffed up and so arrogant and so think you all that. And you have arrived, but honey, I'm here to let you know, even God says, don't put yourself trust in yourself. He said, only person that put their trust in themselves is a fool. That's Proverbs 28, 25, and 26. God said, only a fool would trust himself. So I want you to rely on God, not your flesh. Rely on the Holy Ghost. Rely on angelic hosts. Remember, we would pray down angels and angels would be released. We have to learn how to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Don't put your trust in governments and put your trust in man. Come on now. We know better than this. We know this. We are getting off course, but we have to learn how to stay focused. We can't put our trust in the government and the political system. Come on. They about to go crazy. They're losing their minds. They off their rockers. Put your trust in God and we will be blessed. Put your trust in God and God will give us strength. Put your trust in God and God will give you the desires of your heart. Put your trust in God and good things will come in your lap. I'm telling you, God is going to reverse the curse. God is going to reverse that curse that's on your life. God is going to reverse the curse that's on your children. God is going to reverse the curse in the name of Jesus. Please don't put your trust in men. Men will deceive you each and every time. Men will trick you and fool you each and every time. Don't put your trust in man. I'm telling you. You don't put your trust in these women. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. They're full of lies. They're full of deceit. They're full of evil. They're full of iniquity. They're full of wickedness. They're full of the devil. Don't put your trust in men. I'm serious. You would be blessed if you trust God. I'm telling you, I've learned that. I'm telling you, I don't put my trust in nobody no more. After my mother passed, I have a different mindset. I have changed. My mama said before she died, she said, Sandra, you gonna see people for what they truly are when I pass away. And I'm telling you, my mother had never told a lie. I'm telling you, I have never seen manifestation in people. Evil, honey. I'm telling you, I don't put my trust in nobody. No family member, no co-workers, no neighbor. I just don't. But I walk in love. That's the key. Still walk in love, but don't put your trust in them. Amen. And in times of trouble, we have to just learn to place our trust in God. I don't know, God, how you're going to get me out of this, but I got to trust you. God, I don't know how you're going to do this, but I got to trust you. Lord, I don't know how my body going to be healed, but I got to trust you. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to overcome this poverty spirit, but I got to trust you. I don't know how my business is going to succeed, but I got to trust you. Lord, you gave me dreams. You gave me visions. I don't know how we going to how this is going to manifest, but I got to trust you. I can't fret, but I got to trust you. I can't get angry, but I got to trust you. I can't hate, but I got to trust you. I got to continue to walk in truth and righteousness, no matter what it look like. So many people are hungry right now. So many people are homeless right now. So many people are callless right now. And I know they're saying, Lord, what I'm going to do? I want you to know on today, you got to trust him. I'm telling you, that's all we got right now. The Lord is merciful to those who place their trust in him. I'm telling you, trust in God for your salvation of your soul. Where do you put your confidence in? That's the problem. You need to put all your trust in God. And that's my truth for today. That's my righteous truth for today. The truth, you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Thank you for tuning into the Cassandra Aarons podcast. Hands up. You're dedicated to my mom. Mom, keep your hands up in heaven. God bless you. And we'll see you on next week. God bless.